friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Good afternoon, Drive. Nick and JP with you. A little bit of NBA news to pass along here. Fresh off the decision 2.0, Shams Charania putting out that LeBron James is sidelined for 3 to 4 weeks due to sciatica on his right side. He is out for the start of the 2025-2026 NBA season.
Just wants to sit back and drink some Hennessy is all I hear.
I mean, listen, I want to say a decent treatment for sciatica could be some sort of signature cocktail.
Sciatica is one of the ones that falls in there where, like, a lot of times when you have like a back injury with a player, everyone like chimes in because everyone is, back injuries, they're serious, they stink. Sciatica is one of the ones that a lot of people listening have also had. I've had myself. And so you're just like, oh man, I don't even know how you begin to play on such a thing.
Shouldn't we say that for all injuries though?
Well, like, I think a lot of people listening have never torn an ACL, for instance, right? Mm-hmm. So when like a player tears an ACL, we don't get too many calls of people being like, gee, I know that stinks. Like Darius Garland stubbing his toe, it's like everyone's like, oh yeah, we've all stubbed our toe. And then everyone's got like input on stubbing their toe and what that means, even though they have no relation to the seriousness of Darius Garland and what happened with
it was a toe injury. It wasn't just a stubbed toe.
Yes, but everyone is going to that. And that's a thing. But with the sciatica, with LeBron, it's like everyone goes to that because I don't know what. 25% of people listening right now have dealt with some form of sciatica at some point.
Well, but like, you know, like a guy will sprain his ankle and they'll be like, you got that. They pay you to play through that. I'm like, one of us sprains our ankle. We got crutches. We get like pampered at any other job, like an office job. Mm-hmm. Hey, don't ask Garrett to take care of that because he's got a sprained ankle. He can't. You know, let's just keep him at his desk.
It's like, can we help him get to spot A to spot B? But HR pulls you aside. Can you really help out Garrett right now?
Can you carry his stuff to his car for him every day?
Just, it'd be really nice. But for a
football player, a baseball player, we're like, why isn't this dummy playing like one day after? But why isn't this dummy playing? No.
I don't know. I was more empathetic. Sciatica stinks.
No. I'm in total agreement.
The moment I get a hint of sciatica, it's immediate ice pack on the back, and I have to do that for like 3-4 days to make sure it kind of goes away.
I mean, we have such a double standard for athletes as opposed to ourselves. For instance, Josh Naylor and the paternity leave, where people are like, it's a playoffs. You can't go on paternity leaves. It's like, yes, you can.
I was impressed he was back for yesterday's game.
Had a pretty good game until the Tigers came alive.
Did you see some of the controversy around him, though, in that game? Apparently, he was doing the sign stealing from second base, but was making it very, very obvious what he was doing. So, like, historically, and it's not against baseball rules. You can sign steal from second base. There's nothing in the rule book that says you can't. But he was, instead of doing like a quick, shifty move to try to be discreet about it, he was flailing his arms to try to tell the hitters what exactly was going on and was making it so obvious what he was doing. He just did not care.
Or he's just really good at communicating. Like, if for people in the Super Chat watching us on YouTube right now,
it was effective, right?
You guys see a lot of nonverbal communication on the show. When somebody says, that's a great question, to one of my questions, I let everyone know that I agree. I throw out my hands like a king.
You got faked out earlier today by Lindsay.
No, she said that's a tough question, which you were celebrating
as she said that's and then she didn't go for great question, and I didn't know if you were going to maintain the victory.
That's still a victory. Because
take whatever way you want to.
That's a great question. That's a tough question. They're family members, right? It's the same idea, same DNA, right?
Take it whatever way you want to.
They're siblings.
Okay,
right?
Good. They're
not clones.
I'm happy for you.
But they're siblings. I'm fascinated with where the next year and a half goes with LeBron. I think there's a chance that this is the last year, and I think he continues his career in the Live NBA tour that we talked about with Joe Varden earlier today.
So the Live NBA tour, I think, is a very interesting concept, and I'm not even... Listen, Would you get mad at LeBron if he ended up playing for Live, whatever they want to call it, Live Basketball a year from now?
Yeah.
I think, well, because of the Saudi component, I think a lot of people would instinctively do it. And I think that's why it might not be in his best interest. But if they're saying $500 million, LeBron, to come start up this Live Basketball, you could be the Greg Norman of the, you know, Greg Norman was in charge of Live Golf. He wasn't even playing. He was just in charge of everything. Mm-hmm. But you can be in charge of it, and while playing, this will be your baby. We're going to give you $500,000. You made $1 million so far in your NBA career with everything all in, endorsements otherwise. We're going to give you $500,000.
You mean billion?
No, you made $1 billion. Sorry, $500 million. I'm sorry. You're right. Sorry. He made $500 million.
LeBron gave you $500,000.
Like, not that much.
To come whitewash Saudi history for us.
Honestly, when you found out some of the prices that the comedians were getting to go to that comedy fest over there, I was like, that's not nearly enough to go ahead and now say that you're in bed with the Saudis. But so the point is, if it's, let's call it $500 million. And then the idea there is once LeBron makes it and accepts that, it legitimizes the entire operation. Yep. Other people will follow.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
A lot of money for LeBron.
It is. And by the way, they could just buy him an NBA team. Like, theoretically,
if you're in bed with the Saudis, though, then I doubt then the NBA gives you as if that gold watch
thing.
I would imagine the NBA would be like, we're not doing that.
Well, but my thing is, like, Tiger, I think the reporter,
they offered
$1 billion.
Yes, it was just shy of it. I thought it was $900 million or something.
I would imagine LeBron, no disrespect to Tiger, but Tiger for his sport, just to be involved. LeBron to play and maybe run the league, I would imagine you're talking billions. And it's still, by the way, I still wouldn't be okay with it.
I don't know. I'd love to know that valuation. I like that you bring Tiger into play there. Because the early parts of this, what Joe was getting at was, now if they're gonna start this with the women's version, is the idea. If it ever gets off the ground, it'll be started with the women's version shortly. Only way that thing makes any amount of money is if you get Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Like, you need her. Yep. That's your Tiger. That's your LeBron. Like, that's your white whale. You need Caitlin Clark. If she starts the bid, I can't imagine what she'd even start it at.
I mean, you'd have to say $500 million, right?
Somewhere around there. Yeah. And so, like, if she goes, then, again, the whole thing could just start to snowball from there and actually turn into something, which is just wild to think about. But I wouldn't want this
Asia
to turn
Wilson
into...
Wilson would be the other name, by the way.
I'm not going to try to sound disrespectful. I know she's won like 3 or 4 straight league MVPs and is awesome in her own right. I'm not trying to take away from her in that.
Nobody moves the needle like Caitlin.
Nobody moves
fair.
The needle like Caitlin. That's it.
But no, I mean, I think average folks like you and me who are not making billions of dollars a year, millions of dollars a year, we assume that there's got to be a price. And I would just say for LeBron, the price will not be whatever you are offered. The price will be your legacy. And LeBron has made such a concerted effort to be political, to act virtuous on many fronts. If you then turn around and do that, then everything else you did was completely bunk. And I think it would be fair to say that all that other stuff was an act. You cannot do all the stuff he's done trying to represent as many causes as he can.
Your moral high ground gets taken away.
And then go and take Saudi money to put Live NBA. You can't.
I think that's why a lot of people are upset with the comedy situation. You know, they watched a lot of comedians that they like that talk about those political stances, that talk about taking the moral high ground, and then they went and did that comedy fest. And I think LeBron would fall in that same bucket for a lot of people in that way.
216-474-0092. What's more likely, LeBron plays 3 more years in the NBA, or LeBron plays this year and then maybe starts that Live NBA tour, and we'll finally get to the best defense of Kevin Stefanski yet in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.